It's 8:55 and you're listening to Illinois Public Media. And we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning. Seeing a little bit of mixed trade here in the opening minutes of the grain sector. Two-sided trade in corn. We opened higher, but now quickly have turned a little bit lower. Not a lot of news to talk about here. The market is just kind of struggling, within the recent range of the last weeks of trading activity. Crop conditions were about as expected. No real changes on corn or bean conditions. So the market's looking ahead to the June 30th stocks and acreage report, as well as looking into the first half of July, where weather still is going to be a big factor on yield potential. But right now, there's not much to drive us in either direction. July corn futures are down 0.75 cents at 4.10¾. That's almost 4 cents off of those highs from the overnight and early morning here. September corn down a penny, 4.18¾. December's down 1¼ at 4.38¼. The March 27 contract is down 0.75 cents at 4.53¼. If you look clear out to the December of 27, it's up 0.5 cents. At 4.68½. In the case of beans, they are a little bit higher here. They have acted a little bit better than the corn market. We had the confirmation of some Chinese bean purchases last week. That seemed to rally us off of recent lows. Also, the soy oil market has stabilized a little bit. It is down a little bit today, but saw triple-digit gains yesterday, and that has put a little bit of stability in the bean market right now. July futures up 3 cents at 11.18¾. August beans up 3.5, 11.26 even. September's up 4, 11.30 even. The November contract up 3 cents, 11.44¼. January 27 beans up 3¼, 11.59. Going all the way out a year from now, November 27 beans up 3 cents at 11.30¾. The soy products, front month soy meal down $2.50 a ton, 302.30. I should say up $2.50 a ton, 302.30. July soy oil down 69 points right now, 70.46. On the wheat side, we are rushing through harvest in the West. That is indicative of a crop that has pretty low yield potential. That's pretty much digested, but that harvest pace is rapidly advancing. Right now, July wheat futures in Chicago down 4.5 cents at 5.93. September down 4 cents, 6.03½. The December contract down 3.5 cents at 6.20½. July Kansas City wheat down 6¾ at 6.26¾. As you look at the December contract, 6.60¾, down 5¾. And December Minneapolis wheat down 5¼, near the lows of the day, 6.56¼. Over the livestock sector, continue to see almost daily confirmations of screwworm in U.S. cattle. Now we have one east of Dallas, it looks like, in Texas. That's advancing north and east. But it has had mixed effects on the cattle market. We saw some recent strength there. The cash market better than expected last week. And so that has some stability here, early week trade in the livestock sector. Right now, the June live cattle down 30 cents at 255.52. The August down 47 at 246.87. October live cattle down a nickel at 240.95. December's are higher on the day by 15 cents at 240.37, with the February's up 12 at 240.70. As far as the feeder cattle go, October feeders up 30 right now, 366.32. November's are up 47 at 363.37. January's up 50 at 357.17. The hog market has been really beat up here recently, looking for some stability, seeing a little bit so far today. August lean hogs up 30 at 97.02. October's up 12. 80.97. December's down one tick at 73.65. Outside markets are in focus. Stock market getting beat up a little bit today. And crude oil futures right now are closely watched, down 178 at 74.82 in that front month July. And that's your opening markets.
Thank you, Chip, for that. On this Tuesday, you're listening to Morning Edition on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A with Jen White is next, followed by The 21st Show with Brian Mackey. I'm Reginald Hardwick, and here's your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Today, sunny with a high of 78 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 57 degrees. The time is 9 o'clock.